Yes, good morning. It's Marlon here. Praise the Lord for another new day. This morning I have some exciting news, and as many of us know, or probably will know shortly, if we look at the calendar, it is Ascension Day. And it's a day that the Ascension Day, the day that Jesus went to heaven. But the day that I'm excited about isn't so much the day he went to heaven, but the day that he promised to come back. He promised to come back for his people, and that's the day that I'm excited about. Jesus Christ will return visibly and in glory at the end of history to raise the dead, judge the world, destroy all evil and opposition to God, and consummate his kingdom. Believers are encouraged to be prepared for his return, waiting with eagerness and joy. Here in Acts 1:11, it speaks about the ascension, which also, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? These are the angels coming to talk to the people, to the men after Jesus had ascended. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. So there we know that according to the angel's words there, that Jesus is going to ascend. He's going to come back down to us. And to me, that is a wonderful, exciting thought. As we see the world getting worse, evil men are calling evil good and good evil, and everything in the world seems to be going the right direction if you're a child of God. Yes, it might bring on persecution. It might bring on what it may bring on. But does it really matter? Because your king, your child of God, your king is coming back, and he will return to this earth to take us home to glory, to take us to the place that he has prepared for us. And I know in many ways I'm very excited about this. Can't wait till Jesus returns. But in many ways, I'm also excited about living here in these times and the opportunity we have, the door opportunity we have as the door is getting closer and closer, being closed, the day of salvation, the opportunity we have to tell the lost people about the Lord and how he died on the cross and rose again and now has been ascended to heaven and is waiting to return to take his bride home, take his people home. And in many ways, my heart does cry out with these words from John, some of the last words in the New Testament in the Bible. There's a here in Revelation that speaks about, actually gives a very strong warning. And it's in Revelation 22, verse 19. If any man shall take away from the words of the Bible this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He shall testify these things, saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Then John finishes with some words that we as children of God in our hearts could say amen to. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, even as he has ascended into heaven and is now sitting at the right hand of the Father, is waiting for God's wording to come down and return us home, my heart can say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Well, God bless you and have a wonderful day.